Ehi decarore, se tanto le beodam cade, hanno amone diahon, dettare bar handade, barcare har fermani, dardere har colpani, o sai che mi do de to, so che te ye handade, terra te hanno se to, un ne ye ne su de ho, chine tu bar su ne ho, dei mo handade, tu se diahon, Corei, in questo campo corei, a travegiarro rei, usa le mani corei.
Occupy Europe. Demonstrators in Europe join a global movement against bankers and politicians accused of ruining economies. Galvanized by the Occupy Wall Street movement, the protests are taking place around the globe. In Frankfurt, Germany's financial center and home of the country's stock exchange, several thousand people marched to the European Central Bank headquarters. Financial centers have been targeted in the movement.
It is getting obvious that the gap between poor and rich is getting bigger and bigger. I think that you can feel it in our society.
In London, hundreds of protesters marched from St. Paul's Cathedral towards a square in the front of the London Stock Exchange. Some say they were inspired by the Arab Spring.
Well, the Arab Spring is definitely something that has a current, this movement, and it has been contributing to make this global. We see people around the world in different countries standing up for themselves, not expecting the governments to do that, because the governments have been inadequate since recession. The only thing that the governments have done is to basically pay banks with taxpayers' money.
Throughout the day, worldwide protests have sprung up in countries from New Zealand to Taiwan, in part a response to calls from New York demonstrators for more people to join them. In Paris, several hundred so-called indigents gathered in solidarity with protests staged across the globe. The protests in France come as G20 finance chiefs are meeting in Paris as part of their effort to address concerns about the global economy. In Rome, peaceful demonstrations turned violent. A bank came under attack. And there were reports of at least two cars set on fire. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.